Okay, my name is Dave Bush. I'm with Maricott Inc., and I want to introduce a new variety for us this year. This is Next Gen 3348. It's a Bogart 2 Roundup Ready Flex variety, and it's one that we've just had on the market just now. Some of the characteristics that we got, it's got very good yield potential and stability. It's excellent fiber quality. It's showing some pretty good verticillium wilt, and we're really proud of that situation for the plains. It's an early medium maturity type cotton. Plant height in irrigated situations in the South Plains region or High Plains region is about 24 inches to about 30 inches. It has a semi-smooth leaf. Now, I'd like to take just a minute and talk about this character a little bit. I think that sometimes may seem a little bit vague to some people, but it actually has some meaning. And what it is it's the most of the aerial plant parts of a cotton plant have plant hairs or trichomes on them. And we actually measure the hair density on the underside or the abaxial part of the leaf. And it's not a yes or no situation. You don't have just smooth and hairy. It's a kind of a continuum. In our program, what we use is to determine these different classes of the hairiness is 75 trichomes or per square centimeter or less are counted as a smooth cotton. From 76 to 175 is a semi-smooth, and above that would be a hairy leaf cotton. So it does have a characteristic. Of course, the reason we're interested in this is because hairiness or leaf hairiness is associated with cleaning efficiency. So that term semi-smooth is not just a euphemism a seed peddler uses when he doesn't want to admit he's got hair on the cotton plant he's trying to sell you. So stormproof type bowl, it's adapted to the South Plains of Texas. Some of the information we're going to show you here for the performance we got for 2007 and 2008. Okay, this was a Roundup Ready Flex test in 2007, irrigated. The dark blue bar is the Next Gen 3348, and these are some of the varieties that were in the test with it. Red line through there indicates the test mean or average of the whole test. A little bit north and west of Lubbock, halfway Texas, you can see again the yields are right up there with the leaders, and it did a good job. This is some data we got from the 2008, some replicated trials. This is Lockney, Texas. You see the Next Gen 3348 in the dark blue and some of the other popular varieties for this region. Ropesville, Texas. It's up in the top part of that yield-wise. Silverton, this is in part of pretty much the northern part of the cotton growing area of the South Plains of Texas, yielded just fine in that area, indicating that a shorter growing season, it can handle that pretty well. Now this is some verticillium wilt data. This is a disease that has been a problem on the plains of Texas for many, many years, but it's really getting to be even more of a problem in some cases, in both distribution and severity. This particular test that was done by Dr. Terry Wheeler, the 3348, you can see it right there, that was number three. This is yield for this test that had some verticillium wilt pressure on it. The one that won the test was another Next Gen line we're releasing this year called 2549. That's a short season or an early season cotton. It did very well. Verticillium wilt test 2008 in Ropesville, Texas, also showing the good performance of the 3348. Something about the fiber quality of this new variety. This is production recaps from some seed block fields we had in 2007. This is the average for 558 bales, a staple length of 36.6, micronaires 4.2, and the average strength was 30.1 grams per tex. This is what we had at the time of this writing available to us on recap data from about 6,000 acres. Staple length was 35.9, micronaire there you see 3.8, and strength is 29 grams per tex. So the fiber quality of this variety is quite good. Just some conclusions of this little variety. We do have good quantities of good quality seed for you. It's probably one that we think it's going to be one that's going to do a good job in the high plains, rolling plains, and in Oklahoma. So, thank you.